This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and it's a pleasure to welcome Devin Nunes, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, now CEO of Truth Social, launched where the First Amendment is practiced. But we begin in California, because Devin and I have been talking for many years, and we worry about the San Joaquin Valley. The Central Valley is the breadbasket of the solar system. There's reason to be positive, but the storms of this last year have changed the patterns in many instances. Lots of water following no water for many years. Devin, a very good evening to you. The valley should be blossoming. The water has been abundant these last years. Does it show? Is everybody out in the fields? Good evening to you.
John, great to be with you as always. And another day, another crazy California water story. So even though we had record, one of the wettest years the last 40 years last year, this year has been average. Some areas are above average. I think the central San Joaquin Valley where I'm from is just slightly below average. But the challenge has been that the government does not allow for the water to be stored. So even though there's pumping stations and dams that have water, a lot of that water was let out to the ocean last year. And the same thing has happened this year. So we're going to be right back. Not a drought. I don't think it will be a drought this year or a man-made government-caused drought that will be severe. But the government's not done a good job of managing the water. So all the farmland will not be able to be farmed like it was last year. Most of it will, but not all of it.
There were a number of initiatives during the Trump administration that would have answered some of these problems. Did they get sidelined after Mr. Trump left office and Mr. Biden came in? Did they not follow through?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened. So there was a couple, actually one major project, one of the largest facilities in the northern part of the San Joaquin Valley, snuggled up against the Sierra Nevada mountain range. There's a Lake Shasta that's up there, and that facility was supposed to be raised. The Trump administration had that dam ready to be raised. I forget if it was like 15 or 20 feet, but it would be a significant amount of water. That project has been stalled, and the other water projects have been stalled. And then the main issue is the pumping system that we've talked about many times on your show, but all the water ends up in it flows from the north to the south, and then of the northern part of the valley, and dumps into the Sacramento, San Joaquin Delta, then heads out towards San Francisco. And then it also is one of the only rivers in the U.S. That flows from the south to the north. So if you look at the map, from Bakersfield, it actually flows, the water will flow to the north and end up in the same place in the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta and head out to the out into the Pacific Ocean. And so there's a pumping station to move that water around. There's the big giant aqueducts. They're beautiful, one of the best water systems that's ever been built in the history of the planet. But if you don't use it, John, if you don't turn on the pumps, guess what? You don't have water. And that's been the major problem, is they don't run the facilities that have been built for, you know, better part of 60 years now, 70 years. If you don't run them at capacity, then when you have a little bit of a short water year, you end up with not having any water.
Now, I recall that Dianne Feinstein had a very strong hand in water management in the valley. And with her departure last year, mourned and departure, that particular leadership is gone. Is there someone that stepped in to say that I'm the new Dianne Feinstein, you can't have as much water as you want?
Well, the history of California water is quite interesting, but since I was heavily involved in it in the last 25 years, the big difference was that when the Republicans controlled the House of Representatives, we would pass legislation that would solve the California water problem. And it would allow the pumps to run. It would allow new projects to be built, so much so that California would have plenty of water. Now, what happened continually was, is that Senator Feinstein would talk to us. She would talk a good game, and she would meet with us, and she was always very good about that. But at the end of the day, she would never get the legislation across the line in the Senate. And now, you know, she's been replaced by, you know, very environmental radicals whose only goal it is really to, they're not even talking about building new dams or using the pumping stations more. What they're talking about is taking the dams out. And that's the extremists in California. That's what they want. And so the new senators, they, at least my experience with them, they're just not a lot of dialogue. They just don't entertain any type of legislation like that we had worked on over the last 2 decades. So my former colleagues, they have a tough hill to climb because they don't have any help in the U.S. Senate.
The other concern for the Valley is the crop, which needs water. And it needs workers. Are there abundant workers now? Because there were those bad years of mortgage foreclosures and joblessness. Has that all been corrected, Devin?
Well, it's always been, the larger immigration problem is one that we've never seen. And I'm sure you talk about it on your show plenty. But, I mean, you know, we just have an all-out invasion occurring at the border. Now, what was interesting, just from, you know, anecdotally speaking, it didn't seem like a lot of those, the recent kind of invasion that's occurred the last 3 years, you didn't see a lot of those people showing up in California. And I really believe the reason why is, the only explanation is that, one, it's dangerous because there's so many homeless around in California. I mean, I don't know what percentage of the nation we have, but there's just, as we've talked about before on your show, I mean, even in my little home city, we've got hundreds and hundreds of them. And they're all over the valley. And you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, we had virtually none. So I don't know why the invasion illegals are not coming to California in like the last few years. However, you know, the best example I can use is that it's just too dangerous and too expensive. But now that Texas has been, the state of Texas has been doing their best to try to repel the invasion, you have recently seen a lot more crossings in California than what we were historically seeing. So it'll be interesting to see. It did appear like, I actually saw last time, I'm in Florida now at True Social headquarters, but when I was back in California a few weeks ago, I did see, John, you'll find this interesting, that appeared to be gypsies in my hometown, Romanian gypsies. And I can tell you that I've never seen Romanian gypsies in my part of California. So, you know, my estimation is that possibly those are part of the invasion illegals. Because I know when I was still in Congress, there were quite a few Romanian gypsies coming across. They were claiming political asylum and coming across the border. So we'll see. We'll see if the invasion illegals end up in California. So far, not too many. But I think what's happening is the homeless are moving to California. The invasion illegals are going everywhere else.
I report to you because a conversation with Jeff Bliss in these last hours that San Diego is troubled by a phenomenon we first saw in Palo Alto, which is RVs that aren't going anywhere, often without tires, parked along the roads front of the residential part of San Diego. And Jeff tells me cartels possess these RVs and rent them to the homeless or people who work during the day but don't want to pay for their residence. There's some drug running going on, but chiefly it's a line of old RVs, broken down, broken windows. Some of them don't have any electricity. That's San Diego. Now, that's pretty far from you, correct, Devin? That would not be trouble for you.
Yeah, that's a long way from me, but I know the phenomenon. I mean, it's very apparent in Palo Alto and even the northern part of San Francisco. When you get out to kind of the less used, less traveled roads, you see these old Winnebagos and vans and everything parked along the side. Now, I think, at least if I understand it right, those are mostly people that are maybe live in the San Joaquin Valley or live far away, and then they come and they stay in those during the week. But you're right, that would be a new issue for San Diego. But look, I think we are starting to see these invasion illegals do appear to be appearing in California, but it remains to be seen. The only other, kind of odd issue that doesn't make a lot of sense is California has been in a population decline for the first time in its history. We're actually losing population. That's even when you count the illegals that are coming across the border. I mean, we were supposed to be at 45, 50 million people by now, John. And I don't think we ever actually hit 40. And now the last numbers I've seen were like at 39 million. So there are still homes being built. There are homeless camps everywhere now, just more and more being built. So it really brings into question, why is there not enough room for people to live? And I guess the only answer is that, maybe households used to have, three, four, five people in them, and now maybe they only have one or two. But it's just strange that we would have, when you have a population decline, why do you have a housing shortage while at the same time you have these massive homeless encampments everywhere? Something just doesn't make sense. But look, California, as we've talked about on your show for the last couple of years, is in a doomed loop. I think that was coined by the Financial Times about San Francisco being in a doomed loop in the greater Bay Area, but it's really California that's in a doomed loop.
That's one other phenomenon that I've been noting, which is the depopulation of major cities. They tend to be the older cities, and with blue vote machines in them, like New York and Boston and Washington. And those cities are depopulating. New York has lost, according to the estimates that I spoke to Harry Siegel about at the city, more than 500,000 people have left New York since the pandemic. And there's reason to believe that's not being reversed. And that phenomenon we know is true in San Francisco. I don't know about L.A., but you say generally people are leaving California. That's been outflow for some time. And where are they going? Well, the answer is they're going to red cities and red states. In California's case, Bozeman, Montana is filling up with Los Angelinos. And Las Vegas is about Mark Wahlberg, the very famous actor, entrepreneur, is moving his whole operation to Clark County, Las Vegas.
Well, I can tell you this, John. This is, I think your listeners will find this of interest. So our True Social headquarters is on the Gulf Coast of Florida. But the owner of True Social is someone who, the majority shareholder, is somebody named Donald Trump that everybody knows. So I spend quite a bit of time over in Palm Beach, and not to like name drop or anything, but it's true. I ran into Sylvester Stallone, and he just recently moved his whole family to Florida, and he was a longtime Hollywood Los Angeles resident. And then I also had the honor. I'm not a big hockey guy, but you don't have to be a big hockey person to know who Wayne Gretzky is. And I wasn't aware that Wayne Gretzky lived in California. I guess I knew he did at one point, but he was still living there up until, I guess, just a few years ago. But he's relocated to Florida also. And then just as kind of a matter of fact, everywhere that I go in Florida, John, you're exactly right. You will see people that lived in New York City, that lived in Philadelphia, that lived in Boston, that lived in Washington, D.C., and they're all over Florida now. And you can't not run into them. And you're right, they are mostly Republicans, mostly conservatives that are fleeing the oppression of these blue cities and getting out. And I'll tell you, I mean, it's hard. it's really hard. All of us that are from California, you know, we all have the same conversation, and that is that that it's the most blessed piece of property on the planet, but not when the government is so dysfunctional. I mean, you have to try really hard to get people to move out of California, but they've done it. And Jerry Brown used to say, well, you're going to have to pay a weather tax to live in California. That was his joke. But, you know, now the joke's on him and the leftists in California, because they're losing population, which is, I think, what they wanted. But I don't think it's turning out the way they thought it would be, because it's becoming a place that that people don't want to live, because it's just too dangerous, too dirty, and too expensive.
Devin Nunes is the CEO of Truth Social. He is the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. We're going to turn to Truth Social. There's news, and the news is extremely positive, and we're going to enjoy all the negative news of the last 2 years. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.